Before listening, viewers should know that this is a series analyzing the analysis of real-life serial killers. There are descriptive details about their upbringing and their crimes that they committed. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the first episode of Analyzing Mindhunters. I'm your host, Megan, and if you are anything like me, watching true crime documentaries or television shows fascinates you. You probably often find yourself flipping to the ID channel as soon as you turn on your TV. From my experience, watching films or shows about serial killers makes you more observant and skeptical of the people around you. While watching these shows, I often wonder about how they can narrow down their search and how they come about the analysis of a killer. Then I watched Mindhunters, a series on Netflix that follows Holden Ford, a character based off the real-life John E. Douglas. Douglas interviewed many serial killers on his journey to understanding motives, who to look for when analyzing a case, and characteristics that fit that particular case. In this first episode, I want to look at the interview with Ed Kemper, otherwise known as the Co-Ed Killer. Just to give you some perspective, Kemper is a real-life American serial killer, serial rapist, cannibal, and necrophiliac. He murdered 10 people during his life, including his grandparents, his mother, his mother's best friend, a high school student, and 5 college students. Kemper got the nickname the Co-Ed Killer because all of these victims were female except for his grandfather. Kemper began his killing at age 15 when he first killed his grandmother in her own kitchen. He shot her first in the head and then twice in the back. Then his grandfather returned home from the store and Kemper shot him in the driveway. He called the cops and when arrested he said, "I just wanted to know what it would feel like to kill grandma." He states he only killed his grandpa so he wouldn't have to know his wife was dead. He was admitted to a psychiatric hospital after the diagnosis of paranoid schizophrenia because nobody could believe a 15-year-old could do this. The diagnosis was obviously wrong. After being released at 21, he went on to commit his other 8 murders. Mind you, Kemper was 6'9", so being in the same room must have been intimidating. During the interview, the obvious hatred for women is discussed and Kemper reveals this is because of the toxic relationship shared with his mother. His mother would often verbally and physically abuse him and created a very toxic environment for a child growing up. He thinks all women intuitively learn to humiliate. Kemper also reveals that he used to strangle animals as a way to vent when he was younger. He states that butchering people is hard work, like a true vocation. It's obvious that Kemper believes that killing people is his calling in life. This is when Douglas was able to connect childhood trauma to motives for later crimes. They used their relationship with Kemper to try and solve their ongoing cases. They knew this could be a breakthrough in criminal psychology, or they could sink. During the third interview, they want to use this relationship to solve the case they have going on in Sacramento. This case is not nearly as violent or up to scale as Kemper's killings were, but they wanted his help since the motive was not clear. They were hesitant because Kemper knew how to tell them what they wanted to hear after doing it so much himself in the psychiatric hospital. Kemper eventually gave them insights that could be helpful or just leading them on. They apply this knowledge from Kemper and his case to help him solve the Sacramento case. In season 1 of the show, Holden goes and visits Kemper many times. He eventually has a panic attack from these interactions. Whether this is true or not is questionable, but it seems very possible to me that spending so much time with a serial killer could cause some damage. However, their work was ultimately a breakthrough in criminal psychology. I hope you guys enjoyed and come back next week to see what they learned when interviewing the notorious Charles Manson. I just wanted to thank everybody for listening today, and I encourage everybody to go to Netflix and watch Mindhunter so you can get a feel for the environment that Holden Ford was in, get a feel for what the criminals really look like. And if you don't have Netflix, I encourage you to do further research on these killers and the impact that they had on the forefront of criminal psychology.